Shopaholic, and today I am talking with Stephen Eric Wilson from Plastic Soul. How are you today, Stephen?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Let me start here. It's been 3 years since the last album, Pictures from Long Ago, arrived. How did this album, Peacock Swagger, come together with all the band members, new and old?
Oh, man, it's a long story. It's actually 4 years.
Oh, okay.
Well, just a bit between 3 and 4.
Okay.
A lot of the songs came from writing. I don't know if you're familiar with something called FAWM, F-A-W-M. It's called February Album Writing Month, which is it's a website where songwriters from around the world in February attempt to write 14 songs in the shortest month of the year.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
that sounds like a challenge.
Songs, and then people review, you know, you review each other's songs and critique each other's songs. It's really cool. A lot of the songs came from there. A couple of the songs were kind of old. One of them is actually about 10 years old. But we just started recording at home. The Pictures from Long Ago was recorded for the most part in Josie Cotton's bedroom with David McConnell, who helped us out. He did the last Elliott Smith record, or at least some of it. And he worked with Wilco and some other really cool bands. But this one we did on our own, in our own home studio, which is one of the reasons it took so long, is the learning curve with the digital technology. But for the most part, Mark and I are the core of the band, and we do most of the I do all the writing, and then together we do most of the recording and the creative, you know, production and things like that. But it was for the done 99% of it was done at home.
Great.
So we're pretty proud of that.
Cool. So also, I know that in between albums, you also did a performance in India.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about how that got going and how that went.
Well, my wife is from India, so we traveled there. We actually left, I think it was New Year's Eve of last year, and so we were in the air. At 2009 was born, and we went to visit her family, and while I was there, we put together a little house show and had family and friends and neighbors come over, and I played a Gibson guitar, not Gibson, a Gibson, a G-I-V-S-O-N, that I found a knockoff, which was pretty hilarious, and just performed for family, friends, and neighbors, just kind of an off-the-cuff thing. It was a lot of fun.
Interesting. So, I mean, getting back to your current album, Peacock Swagger, hearing some of the guitar work, it's such a cool sound. What type of guitar did you use on like a song like Life on Other Planets? What guitar did you use for that kind of song?
I used a few of them. I'm a big Harmony Silvertone buff. I have a few of them. And I love the sound of them. For a long time, they were considered to be cheap, you know, kind of throwaway guitars, and now they've become, you know, people have realized just how amazing they are, and they're buying them up. They're becoming collector's items. I think on that, I used probably two or three different guitars, and they were all Silvertones or Harmonies.
Awesome. You know, listening to the album, it's hard to believe that a song as mood as varied as Cock Rock 101 and San Francisco can be on the same album. Yeah, it fits all perfectly. I've never seen such a good shift from one tone to the next. That was that sort of and sort of flows all the way from beginning to end. That was that done sort of intentionally, or you just needed a way to sort of knit the different types of songs together?
No, definitely. It was that was definitely done on purpose. I kind of felt after we finished Pictures from the Long Ago that it didn't really show everything that we were capable of doing. It was almost a one-sided record, and I really wanted to show kind of everything that we could do, because we really are kind of a chameleon musically. I mean, we do, you know, alt country stuff, or we do stuff that borderlines on punk. I mean, we have a song that's partially in Spanish. I mean, you know, so we're kind of across the board, and I didn't think we got that across with the first record, and I really wanted to do that with this record. So I mean, as varied as the styles can be, I think they all come out sounding like us.
Right.
So I don't think it's such a big, huge curve as far as, you know, it doesn't sound disjointed. It still sounds like the same band, just kind of covering a lot of ground, I hope, anyway.
Oh, yeah, it does. And when you're putting together the songs, I know you said some of it came out of this contest to get as many songs done as you could. When you write it, do you put it together with riffs and lyrics together, or do you work on a story first when you're putting together a song? How does it usually begin?
A lot of times, for the most part, what I do is I'll find a melody line or maybe an interesting chord combination on the guitar, and I'll just kind of free form, just kind of spit, you know, lyrics out and record them on this little kind of dictaphone thing. And then when I go back to flesh it out, I kind of listen to what I was saying and kind of pick up subconsciously what I was talking about, or maybe find one or two interesting lines. And, you know, a lot of times I can look at it and go, oh, you know, I can totally tell where I was or what I was thinking or what I was going through, because that came from that and that came from that, and I'll just flesh out the lyrics from there. But a lot of times it just starts with a nice, you know, with a good melody hook or a good, you know, guitar hook. It could be anything. There have been times when I just, you know, I have lyrics or I have a few, you know, couplets and I know I want to make it into a song, or, you know, like Cancer, I kind of knew I wanted to write this song.
Right.
That was very deliberate, whereas a song like San Francisco kind of came, I just started spitting these lyrics and I, you know, had San Francisco Spine and a couple of, you know, Cable Cars, and I was like, oh man, we, you know, I know where that's at, you know, where that's coming from.
Right.
That's, you know, my wife and I, that's just our favorite place in the world to go. So that kind of started as, you know.
Okay.
Started in the wind.
Great. Well, let's go back to like how you got started. What was the musical environment like where you were growing up? And at what point did you say, you know, I could do this?
Oh, wow. Well, I grew up with five older brothers and sisters. And so when I was 3 years old, you know, I could name, my brother would bring his friends over and he could name a song and I could say, that's David Bowie, or that was Alice Cooper, or that's Kiss, or that's Queen. And, you know, I knew more about music than his teenage friends did. So I was kind of like his trained monkey. So growing up with these brothers and sisters and getting exposed to all this music, it was almost like a master's class, you know. And I used to have them put on records, and then I would just kind of jump around our living room with the yardstick, you know, as my guitar. So I, from a very, very young age, I just was fascinated with rock stars and playing music. I started playing clarinet when I was in elementary school and started playing guitar when I was a teenager, and I actually got my first band when I was about 16.
Wow.
I've been doing it for quite a while. I don't think I actually got any good at it until about maybe 10 years ago.
Wow.
But, it's
well,
wild.
I think you're certainly great at it now. Another question I would have, you know, related to that is, like, who were your, you know, musical heroes when you were a teenager, you know, learning and cutting your chops playing guitar?
Oh, wow. As a guitar player or as a songwriter?
Well, you can say both.
Okay. When I was a teen, well, I've had, you know, I have so many influences, and I do tend to wear my heart on my sleeve, I mean, it's really hard for me to narrow things down, but I mean, there's obvious ones like, you know, I love the Beatles and I love the Kinks and bands like that. But growing up, I was a really big Echo and the Bunnymen fan. Will Sargent, for a long time, I was in a band that was like, you know, just obviously trying to be Echo and the Bunnymen or the Mighty Lemon Drops, you know, just that kind of sound. He was a big influence on me guitar-wise, and I even kind of brought some of that back on Fishwife. I mean, that guitar solo was me just trying to be Will Sargent. But I'm a big fan of Amy Mann and Michael Penn, Crowded House, the Jazz Butcher, who's not a lot of people know of, but that's, to me, it goes to the Beatles, and then it goes to the Jazz Butcher. That's just, like, my favorite band.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and Pat Fish, the singer, is a really good friend, and he's been a really, you know, you know, it goes from all the way, you know, I love Cole Porter's writing, you know, back in like the musicals, you know, like the 40s and the 30s, and Hoagie Carmichael.
Oh.
Things like that. So, I mean, it's definitely varied.
All right, cool. So tell me also, well, sort of to wrap things up, I wanted to find out, are you, when and where you were going to be touring to support this album?
Well, it's kind of hard to, I mean, we're going to do what we can. I mean, we're self-funded, you know, we don't have a label to back us up, so anything we do, we have to fund ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm planning to go over to England in May or June of next year and perform there, do a few shows in England, and I'm going to try to get with Pat from the Jazz Butcher. We might go over to in France or Germany and do a couple shows together there. We're planning on doing a West Coast tour at some point, and I think we're going to be playing the International Pop Overthrow in Phoenix in March.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I love playing IPO. It's just such a great thing. And then we're going to try to get to the East Coast at some point. It's really hard to find those, you know, pinpoint the areas where we're going to go over well and, you know, find places that are, you know, hip enough where people still come out to see shows.
Right.
Sorry, I'm turning off an alarm here.
Okay.
And what we can afford to do. So it's really just based on that.
All right, cool. Well, I really appreciate the time you gave me for this quick interview. And, you know, I look forward to hearing more from you and possibly, you know, coming to a concert this year on the East Coast. So, yeah, best of luck. And, again, a wonderful album in Peacock Swagger. You know, it's one of the best. I consider it one of the best. Power Pop albums I've heard all year long. So, you know, if anyone who has not heard it really needs to get down there and get this album, I can't encourage it more. So thanks so much.
Thank you, Aaron. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much for the positive review and for giving us some attention. And hopefully we'll be giving you another album in a year and not 4 years.
Great. I appreciate it, Stephen. Take care, then.
All right, you too. Happy New Year.
You too. Thank you. Bye.